The environment does not get a lot of mentions during the candidate visits to Wisconsin, but once in a while the contenders do drop a comment or two. Last week in Sheboygan, Senator Kerry promised to end the U.S. dependence on foreign oil, saying Americans have always been leaders and innovators.
We're the people who put the first footprints on the moon, and now we have to be the people who find the alternative and renewable energy and fuel, who create the jobs of the future.
President Bush has mentioned use of clean coal technology during his visits here, and his administration just handed out some money in Wisconsin for alternative fuels research. Last week in Milwaukee, Vice President Dick Cheney promoted the Bush administration's efforts to protect wildlife habitat. Cheney says the president wants more acres of wetlands.
Those of you who are duck hunters understand the enormous importance and value of that as well, too, and I occasionally hunt a duck myself.
And on one controversial hunt, the vice president took along Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. But the absence of green-related talk from the candidates does not mean the environment is a dead issue this year. Three environmental and physicians groups held a news conference along Lake Michigan last week to highlight mercury pollution in the Great Lakes and Wisconsin's inland waters. Zach Corrigan of Wisberg says a Bush administration proposal to cut mercury emissions from coal-burning power plants would not go as far as federal law already requires.
The Clean Air Act would have mercury emissions drop by 90% in 3 years. What the Bush plan does is step down that approach, delaying cleanup for more than a decade, and then there's some analysis by the Department of Energy saying that we won't even get there.
Mercury can build up in fish and be a potential long-term health risk to certain people who eat the contaminated fish. Jim Clauser is a We Energy's vice president and a leader of the Bush campaign in Wisconsin. He declined to be interviewed for this story. But another We Energy's official, Chris McKinney, says his company generally prefers the Bush mercury proposal. McKinney says it's part of a multi-pollutant plan that also targets sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide.
Multi-emission approach allows us to define what we do over a period of time for each of the pollutants that are involved in each of those issues and provide certainty in terms of environmental improvement that will occur, and it allows us to do more efficient compliance planning and to achieve more cost-effective emission controls.
McKinney says it's hard to say if the Bush plan would cut mercury less than the Clean Air Act requires, because there are many legal challenges and some competing proposals. Environmentalists are also fighting the president on sewage treatment funds along the Great Lakes, roadless areas in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, and on the pace of Wisconsin's Superfund site cleanups. The green groups have been taking their case to neighborhoods around the state.
Hello!
That's Mike Palamuso, who set up an office of the League of Conservation Voters in Milwaukee this summer. A few weeks ago, his group claimed to have knocked on more than 100,000 doors in the area, promoting John Kerry over George Bush. LCV National President Deb Callahan gave a pep talk to some Saturday morning volunteers and told them they might make the difference.
As you all know, you were one of the closest states in the 2000 election. You were decided by less than 6,000 votes. Let me tell you, 100,000 doors, you're going to find 6,000 swing votes.
The pro-Kerry swing votes won't be found at The Shooters, a Racine County hunting supply store, gun shop, and pistol range. The Monday Night Pistol League is just getting warmed up, firing at bullseyes and a human outline on paper. Out in the store, there's a pile of Sportsman for Bush signs and posters that criticize John Kerry and Ted Kennedy. Pistol League organizer Carl Krecha is built somewhat like Dick Cheney. He's also an avid hunter and backs George Bush in part because of the president's record on habitat preservation.
They have tried to create more wetlands. I am a lot duck and goose hunter. I also enjoy big game, but the need to have property available to hunters without owning it, instead of us having to go lease it someplace or to pay to hunt, if you will, is an important issue to me.
But this week, the National Wildlife Federation argued that one of the largest habitat preservation efforts, the Conservation Reserve Program, is being mismanaged. The back and forth on the Bush and Kerry environmental records will continue through November 2nd. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.